Atereri ndokusiyai mchinzwa naudze isindebele.
Soku izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu kustudio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 1 lwezi 2021 uPresident Jeremiah. Nyendabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Sikujabula lokho kukhona. President wethu mongameli wasele Zimbabwe ubaba uComrade Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. He's making history. Into evele engenzakalanga okweminyaka engu 25 edlulileyo. Nangu uyethekelela United Kingdom.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ufike isolo emhlanganeni o United Nations Climate Change Conference eGlasgow kwele Scotland lapho ahlangabezwe inkokheli yeZANU-PF.
Lapha eklinika leyi esibuye kiyo eseRobert Sinyoka sikhululeke kuyo siyathaba njalo ngokuba iyaselapha mahala singelambadala.
Abogatsha lwezempilakahle bamanyeni labo ikansile yakubulawayo ukuqhuba uhlelo lokuhlola uzulu umkhuhlane wofuba oletuberculosis kungelambadalo. Abaphatheke kumkhankaso wokulwela amalungelo ababulawayo imikhuhlane yengqondo inengi labo kungabasindakiyo. Bathi sikhona isidingo sokufundisa abenkolo ezijiyeneyo ukugoqela olwesikristu lolwesintu ngezemikhuhlane yengqondo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lezo zizwa kulo msakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ufike izolo emhlanganeni we-United Nations Climate Change Conference eGlasgow kwele Scotland lapho ahlangabezwe inkokheli yeZANU-PF labanye abakade betshengisela besola ukuza kwakhe emhlanganweni oweCOP 26. Umnumzana Nick Mangwana umabhalane omkhulu ogatsha lokwethulwa kwemibiko ulobe enkundleni yokuxhumana eTwitter ethi Mnangagwa ukhangelele ukwethula umbiko kulomhlangano oveza ukufiswa umhulumende wakhe ekuphunguleni uwoni wakumkhathi okudala ukungani kuhle kwesiZulu, indlala lokunye. Nkosiyazi Tafara Sibongile Moyo Majamuse ukuhlangothi lwabesifazane kuZANU-PF eBhilithane. Inake uthi bayakujabulela ukubuya kukaMnangagwa eScotland.
Namhlanje sikhona kwele United Kingdom esigabeni seGlasgow eScotland. Achi kuyadatshulwa lamabhaji, hayi, sikujabula lokho kukhona. President wethu mongameli wasele Zimbabwe ubaba uComrade Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. He's making history. Into evele engenzakalanga okweminyaka engu 25 edlulileyo. Nangu uyethekelela United Kingdom. Mongameli ukhangelelwe ukubana efika ecele amazwe angentshonalanga ukubana ekhuphe ama-sanctions against ilizwe lakithi eleZimbabwe. Ngoba kunjalo singazake senisele ukuthi silwisane lalokhu okuphuma ku-climate change okwenzakale ilizwe lonke jikelele. Singabambana labanye lamanye amazwe wonke ekukhulumeni sibe lazo zonke izinto ezokuthi singenza kodwa nxa ama-sanction elokhu esibophile esibambile kukhanya kuzoba nzima kwele Zimbabwe.
Ye, akusitshele mama ukuthi bathini abanye abantu ngokuza kwaMnangagwa khonapho ke kwele Scotland.
Sijabula kakhulu nanko kuyabhebha sibili kuyabhebha eGlasgow. Sebegcwele abantwana bomhlabathi abalande ukuzejabula bemukela ubaba bethi hayi sithabile ngaso lesi senzakalo esingazange sisibone iminyaka isize ibe ngamachumi amabili lanhlanu.
Nkosikazi Tafara Sibongile Moyo Majamuse uhlangothi lwabesifazane kuZANU-PF eBhilithane lapho limuzwe exoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseGlasgow khona ngale ngaseScotland. UGibbs uphinde waxoxa lomnumzana Phanyika Karimanzira owenhlanganiso ye-Restoration of Human Rights in Zimbabwe elamalunga atshengisela phandle kwendawo lapho kwenzelwa khona umhlangano we-COP 26.
Thina amaZimbabweni siyakhonona ngoba sithi khona uMnangagwa kumelanga abe lapha ngoba indaba ze-climate vele kazazi into azenza eZimbabwe ukubulala ivele umhlaba lani okuba ongahambelani le-climate. Njalo thina siyakhonona sithi uMnangagwa yi-dictator ngumbulali umuntu odunguluza abantu akula ukunanzelela ama human rights eZimbabwe. So siyakhonona kakhulu njalo sikhumbula iGukura Hunti wabulala abantu abaningi njalo iminyaka yonke edlulileyo ubhizi yabulala abantu njalo sikhuluma ngecorruption kaMnangagwa. Imali yeZimbabwe ifikwa nguye ngezinini zakhe ngabangane bakhe abalutshwana. Sikhuluma ngokuningi esikhonona ngakho ngoMnangagwa. Eyinye futhi indaba esingayithandiyo ngoMnangagwa indaba yokuthi khona eZimbabwe akusela rule of law, injustice ayikho. Zele sikhonona ngokuningi sithi uMnangagwa akumelanga abela njalo ukubuya kwake lapha uMnangagwa wabuya labantu abayidlula 100. Imali ephume khonapho abayisebenzisileyo idlula $16 million. Imali yona leyo imali ibingasebenza ukulungisa izinto ezibhedlela kumbe ezikolo lani lani, into eziningi ezingalunganga eZimbabwe. But bona uyabuya lapha labantu abaningi bezokudla imali bedlalisa imali.
UMnumzana Panyika Karimanzira wenhlanganiso ye-Restoration of Human Rights in Zimbabwe uxoxele uGibbs Dube eseGlasgow eScotland. Lokhu kusekelwa nguMnumzana Felix Magalela Mafa akukhulumileyo ongumsekeli wesikhulumeli se-MTC Alliance.
Abantu ilizwe lonke jikelele bayakwazi ukuthi i-human rights record eZimbabwe ayilunganga. Abantu bayacatshwa, abantu bayabotshwa mahlayana, bayabulawa mahlayana, bayabulawa, abaphiwa ama-bail. Khathesi abantu bahamba betshisa izimota besenza ama-road blocks. La mapholisa awala ndaba lakho, akula rule of law. Yinto zahlangana layo ngikhona ngale ukuthi hamba uyelungise ekhaya papha Juba ubuyele kwenu ufike ulungise ama-human rights ukuhlala kuhle kwabantu lokudingela abantu imisebenzi, hatshi ukuza ngapha kuze sivakatshela nje singathi yi-vacation. Khonoku ukuthi uhambe labantu aba-over 100 yi-expense yethu thina esibhadala ama-tax. Asiyabuza ukuthi kanti ngobani abahambileyo, uzabona ukuthi uhambe izihlobo labantu abangala lutho lezomkhathi. Kuyasiyangisa lokhu ngoba imali yeZimbabwe abantu laba bayafika baphiwa ama-pediums, baphiwa ama-allowances, baphiwa ukudla, thina ama-taxpayers ngapha sifika ingqwekwe yomlomo. Hatshi akusithabisanga, kodwa-ke yena sewuya uyafunda njengomuntu oqalisayo futhi layeke vakatshe esithi i-vacation.
UMnumzana Felix Magalela Mafa umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-MTC Alliance uxoxele uGibbs Dube ewobulawayo. Kunjalo nje uyakhala uZulu weZimbabwe ngodubo lokuguquka komkhathi osokudala ukungani kuhle kwezulu, ukusilela kwamanzi okunatha lamadlelo osokuphazamisa kakhulu umsebenzi wokulima lokunye. UGibbs Dube usethulela lolu daba.
Abantu abaningi basalikhumbula izulu lesikhukhula uCyclone Eileen kanye loCyclone Ida okwabulala abantu, kwaphiliza izakhiwo njalo uZulu wathelwa ngamabele wonke emasimini. Kayisikho kodwa lokhu njengoba abantu bekhala ngendlala, ukuswelakala kwamanzi lokunye okuthiwa kudalwa yikukhudumala komkhathi. Bayakhala abalimi ngokwenzakala elizweni lemhlabeni wonke jikelele. Omunye wabo ofuya inkomo, uMnumzana Mateo Sibanda.
Climate change leya isa awusakwazi ukuthi izulu liqala nini ukuna. Kusasazithi ngesikhathi esinje izulu liyaqala ukuna ngabo November, December. Manje izulu liyakhona ukuthi line ngabo January kumbe line elimasinyane. So uzokunzima ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi ungalungiselela kanjani lo hlupho lokushoda kwamanzi manje ezinkomeni, lokushoda kwamadlelo. Ngoba inkomo zothola ukuthi manje sezicakile, inkomo zishoda amadlelo, izulu liyaphuza ukuna kumbe liphangise, inkomo sezicaka, inkomo ziba lemkhuhlane eminingi.
Lokhu kusekelwa nguMnumzana Dumisani Nyoni osebenza kuhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezokulima ole-agritex.
Ukuguquka kwesimo somkhathi nxa sikhangele kuzwekazi leZimbabwe, kakhulukazi kuluhlu lwethu lemathebheleland, sinanzelela ukuthi isikhathi sehlobo lapho esikhangelele ukuthola khona izulu izulu lethu selilutshwana line ngesikhathi esifitshane okutsho ukuthi lokho sokuthi i-season length ithuba esilalo elokuthi silime sivuthise izilimo selehlile lokho njalo kubuye kuhlangane lokuthi phakathi kwesikhathi lisina izulu kuba lesikhathi lapho elima khona kuchise esikuthi ngesilungu ngama mid season dry spells ayanda ayakhula ubude liyena lisizulu te mhlawumbe line kufika uzibandlela uJanuwari lihamba inyanga yonke 30 days kungalazulu ngisho libe selibuya kube sokusitsho ukuthi lokho esiyabe sikulimile kuyabe sokuchile.
Umnumzana Everson Ndlovu obona ngezokuguquka komkhathi lokuncada uzulu ohluphekileyo kuhlelo lwe-disaster management ekolitshini le-National University of Science and Technology uthi ukudumala komkhathi kudala umonakalo omangalisayo emhlabeni wonke jikelele kanye nakweleZimbabwe.
Ukuswelakala kwamanzi, omama labantwana kakhulu bahamba imango emide okuyadinga amanzi. I-climate change lesikhuluma ngayo ayilimazanga kuphela izifuyo nokuswelakala kokudla, kakanti izihlahla lazo ziphelile. Sesibone futhi ukusukuma kwezihlahla, kumbe ukumila kwezihlahla ebekade zingekho izulu, esingathi ngesilungu i-invasion of ama-alien species awezihlahla esesiba khona, zibuye futhi zinjalo zithathele lenkomo zethu lezifuyo zethu amadlelo.
ELeZimbabwe likhangelelwe ukuba liza kwethula amaqhinga alo okulisana lokukhudumala komkhathi emhlanganweni we-United Nations Climate Change Conference owenzelwa eScotland okwamanje. Kodwa eLeZimbabwe likhala ngokuswelakala kwemali yokuqhuba inhlelo ezijiyeneyo ezihambelana lalokhu. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland, nginguGibbs Dube.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM, 4930, 6170, 7270, 6040 laku 15460 kHz shortwave.
EZimbabwe inani lasebehloliwe batholakala bele COVID-19 lokhu lolu bhubhane loqhamukayo ngumbibhithi onyakenye selikunkulungwane ezedlula ezilikhulu 132,977 okugoqela abantu asebephephe kulo mkhuhlane asebezinkulungwane ezedlula ikhulu 127,704 kwafa inkulungwane ezedlula ezine lengxenye 4,678. Kunje abantu asebenelise ukuhlatshwa ijekiseni yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19 sebesedlula izigidi ezintathu 3.3 million, kodwa abayizigidi ezidlula ezimbili lengxenye babo 2.6 million yibo asebehlatshiwe amajekiseni wonke omabili. Abogatsha lwezempilakahle bamanyane labekhansile yakobulawayo ukuqhuba uhlelo lokuhlola uzulu umkhuhlane wofuba oletuberculosis kungelambadalo. Uhlelo lolo luqale namhla njalo luzaphela mhlaka-10 lwezi. Ubathabele Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abohlangothi olwe-National Tuberculosis Control Program babambisana labogatsha lwezempilakahle kukhansili yakobulawayo bahlela umkhankaso wokuhlola abantu umkhuhlane we-TB kungelambadalo endaweni ezichiyeneyo zakobulawayo. Unkosikazi Florence Dube, umhlali wakobulawayo, uthi bayajabula ukuthi kube lohlelo lokuthi belatshwe mahala.
Lapha eklinika leyi esibuye kiyo eseRobert Sinyoka sikhululeke kuyo, siyathaba njalo ngokuba iyaselapha mahala singelambadalo. Namhlukuze sifike lapha sifikiswe ukuthi kuthiwa bacheka i-TB lama-asima lapho chukela konke bayacheka.
Unkosikazi Annie Phiri, omunye wabahambe ukuyahlola, uthi bebesehlulwa imali ukuthi bahambe ekami clinic bayehlolwa.
Ngize lapha ukuze chekwa i-chest, le problem ye-chest lobhudamu uze ehlolwa i-TB. Kahle kahle kusenzisa sukuma ukuthi ama-problems sinawo okugula, but imali yokuthi sihambe siye ezibhedlela kumbe kubo kami clinic, imali yokuhlolwa ukutesta ama-testi la ama-x-ray yesingelayo. Into esenze sasukuma yokuthi kwathengwa kwamahhala. lapho esigijime khona sabuya ngapha ukuthi nathi sizethola ukuhlolwa kwamahhala lokho ngoba singakhona ukuthi sibhadale imali ezibhedlela ezinkulu.
Unkosikazi Janet Mvundla, umhlali weRobert Sinyoka, uthi wake wabanjwa umkhuhlane wofuba kodwa wehlulwa imali ukuba ayehlolisiswa.
Ucaliswa ukuthi ngigule ngibulawa yi-TB. Ngingakwanisi ukuhamba ukuthi ngingafika ngaphi ukuthi ngathi ngihambe ekliniki ngithi ngifuna ukuyolatshwa ngifuneka imali uhambe uyothatha i-extra yakhona imali akhona idwa kathesi sengicalisa butsha futhi ukuthi ngiwubuye futhi njengizwa ukuthi ikhona ikliniki yamahhala ukuthi ngobonana labo ukuthi ingati sokuvukile futhi.
Unkosikazi Sukoluhle Mthethwa, isakhamuzi sakobulawayo, uthi ikhansili yenze kuhle kakhulu.
Silokuthaba kakhulu ukuthi kube lomkhankaso wokuhlola abantu mahhala kungela mbadala. Singananzelela iningi labantu besehluleka ukuyahlolwa, abanye abazi bahambe sekulethe ukuyahlolwa ukuze kugcine kulahleka impilo. Isifiso sethu ngesokuthi bakwenze unyaka yonke njalo ndawo zonke.
Kumbiko owethulwe ngabekhansili yakobulawayo izolo, uZulu ukhuthazwe ukuthi abadala asebele minyaka engamachumi ayisithupha lanhlanu yokuzalwa, abahlala endaweni ezimiyeneyo, abantwana abangondlekanga, abagula umkhuhlane wetshukela, izisebenzi zezempilakahle, abasebenza emajele, izibotshwa, abasanda kukhululwa emajele, abake bondla izigulane zomkhuhlane wofuba, izisebenzi zezempilakahle, abemba imigodi yegolide, bahambe bayehlolwa. Labo abalezibonakaliso ezigoqela ukuginqa ebusuku, uphepha kanye labaphila legcikwane lengculaza ele-HIV, labo bakhuthazwa ukuyahlola. UZulu ukhuthazwe ukuthi ahambe endaweni eziseduze lalapho ahlala khona ukuze ayehlolwa i-TB. Ngomvulo, abahlolayo bayabe bese-Robert Sinyoka, ngolwesibili e-Old Phumula Shops, kuthi mhlaka 3 Lwezi, bayabe bese-Ngozi Mine, eMagwegwe mhlaka 4, kuthi mhlaka 6 lo 7, bazabe bekhangele i-Country Park, kuthi mhlaka 8 eFusini Shops, eMzilikazi ngelanga lokugcina mhlaka 10, eKhilani Squatter Camp. Ngimele Studio 7 ngikobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Live talk lamhlanje sikhangela isimo sokumelana le coronavirus eZimbabwe kanye lohlelo lokuhlaba abantu ijekiseni ye COVID-19 vaccine. Sikhangele kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane.
Umongameli Joe Biden wele Melika uveze ukudana kwakhe ngokuthi ele Russia lele China akavezi ukuzinikela kwalawa mazwe ekulungiseseni umonakalo odalwa yikonakala bomkhathi. Lokhu kusho ngemva komhlangano we-G20 owenzelwe eRome ngempela sonto. Okwamanje umongameli Biden usese Scotland emhlanganweni ophathelane lezomkhathi. Inkokheli yele Russia leye China ibikwa ingayanga emhlanganweni lo. Unobhala obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko eScotland sikamongameli wele Melika ese White House uJen Psaki ubike ngesonto ukuba uhlolwe wafunyanywa ele coronavirus. USaki uthe ugcine ukuba duzane lomongameli Joe Biden ngolwesibili olwedluleyo lapho abakade bemekhatshana lakhatshana i-social distancing njalo bonke begqoke ama-mask. Abezindaba be-Associated Press babika ukuba uJoe Biden uhlolwe ngomgqibelo ukuthi angabe elayo i-coronavirus na, kodwa ubikwa etholakala engelalo leli gcikwane.
Abaphatheke kumikhankaso yokulwela amalungelo ababulawa yimikhuhlane yengqondo, iningi labo kungabasindakiyo, bathi sikhona isidingo esikhulu sokufundisa abenkolo ezijiyeneyo ezigugela olwesiKristu lolwesintu ngendaba zemikhuhlane yengqondo ngoba abanye babo bengelalo ulwazi phezu kwemihlobo ejiyeneyo yale imikhuhlane. Mavis Gama usethulela lolu daba.
Lokho ngokunye kokuvezwe emhlanganweni owenzelwe enkundleni zebulenjini wokuhlaziya imikhuhlane yengqondo elizweni. Owe Daily News Mental Health Crisis in Zimbabwe webinar phansi kwesihloko esithi Zimbabwe and Mental Health Issues, the Beginning of Candid Conversations. Umkhokeli wenhlanganiso eye Obsessive Compulsive Disorder OCD enguye njalo owayisungulayo unkosikazi Angelini Mkorongo ngomunye wabaphatheke kulolu hlelo. Uthi wasinda kumkhuhlane we-OCD unkosikazi Mkorongo ngemva kokudonsa iminyaka edlula engamachumi amathathu engazi ukuthi ulawo njalo eswela usizo izo zonke indawo.
And people with OCD in Zimbabwe are known as vanishavirenjuso. And it saddens me that some churches.
Abantu abale OCD eZimbabwe kwandise ukuthiwa abale dlozi. Kuyangidanisa kakhulu ukubona abezinye inkonzo amaprofite aseziphilisa ngalolu dubo lwabantu ababulawa ingqondo ohlobo lwe OCD. Abanye kabavumi ukuthi ngumkhuhlane, kababatsheli abantu iqiniso ngalesi simo, befuna abantu baqhubeke bekholwa ukuthi balamadimoni.
And therefore you find that people are really suffering.
Unkosikazi Tezimoyo okhonza ebandleni le-United Evangelical Church uthi kuliqiniso ukuthiwo ngasebake bahlaselwa ngumkhuhlane wengqondo kundlela abaphathwa ngayo ngabezenkolo ezijiyeneyo.
Ngoba kwesinye isikhathi njengabantu abakhonzayo singakubona kungaqakathekanga. Yebuhle ukuba sathandaza, kodwa kunjalo kuhle njalo ukuthi sisebenzise ulwazi lwamadokotela ukuze sincede impilo zethu.
Obe ngumhlonitshwa kulolu hlelo uDr. Rukhudzo Mwamuka, umqondisi ehlangothini olubona ngezokuqhutshwa kwenhlelo enhlanganisweni esebenzisana lababulawa yimikhuhlane yengqondo eye the Fellowship Bench Association, ulandisa kabanzi ngokuphathwa kwesimo semikhuhlane yengqondo elizweni.
Sadly in Zimbabwe we only have 19 registered psychiatrists and less than 20 clinical psychologists who are the professionals regarded as.
Okulusizi eZimbabwe yikuba silengcwethi zezempilakahle ezilitshumi lasitshiyagalolunye. Lama-clinical psychologists onani labo liphansi kwamachumi amabili okuyizona ngcwethi ezikhangelelwe ukusiza kule inkinga.
Ingcwethi kwezempila kahle ziveza kuba ubhubhane lwe-COVID-19 lungakaqhamuki. Oyedwa phakathi kwabathathu, 1 in 3 people, wayengowake wahlaselwa ngumkhuhlane wengqondo okunjengowe-depression, luba ukhathazeka, i-anxiety, okungaba kanye empilweni yakhe. Okwamanje bathi seliqongile lelinani kubangelwa zinkinga esezilethwe yikuqhamuka kwalolu bhubhane nyakenye ngesilinganiso sokungamachumi amathathu ekhulwini 30%. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Namhlanje izizalwane zabo leSouth Africa ziphume ngobuningi zisiya vota ekhethweni lokudinga inkokheli zezabelo, iningi labo kungamakhansela. UThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kweleSouth Africa.
Iningi labavoti bavuke ngovivi besiyaphosa ivoti labo ukukhetha inkokheli ezabamela kumawadi abo. Ugogo Agnes Magama ngomunye wabakade sebevotile kusiyatshaya u9 o'clock ekuseni. Yena-ke akazange akufihle ukuthi uvotele ibandla libusayo ele-African National Congress, ANC.
Manje sihlukuhamba nasho zethu fenayo yona iyasenzele sithole ogroza nezingubo. Slayishile la endlini
neyikipa
futhi.
Kodwa kumnumzana Nyambeni Mboneng, yena ovotele okushini leSoweto laye okubeke kwacaca ukuthi uvotele ibandla le-Economic Freedom Fighters, uthe akakuzwisisi ukuthi kungani abantu belokhu bevotela ibandla le-ANC.
Akuna manzi, akuna gesi, into yesimple. I mean, within 27 years sisazokukhuluma ngento yamanzi nozokusala. So yabona, that's why ngithe if ukhona umuntu azoyivotele ANC after this, ayi angazi ukuthi kufunekani.
Inengi-ke labavoti bathi kukhetho lwalonyaka bavotela amabandla azabalethela amagetsi amahala amanzi nokubakhela izindlu. Ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho kwele-South Africa e-Independent Electoral Commission ithi ukhetho lwalomhlanje luqhutshwe ngendlela encomekayo kakhulu. Umgcinihlalo walekomishini umnumzana Glenn Mashinini utshela abezindaba ukuthi indawo eziningi bayathokoza kakhulu ngendlela ukhetho oluqhutshwe ngayo.
Over 99% of the 23,148 voting stations opened on time, with many voters already waiting to vote before 7 a.m. In general, voting is progressing well across the country. The logistical arrangements are holding very well.
Selokhu amalungiselelo alolukhetho eqalile ayikho imbiko yenkokheli zamabandla aphikisayo ezibotshiweyo, kanti ke kayikho njalo imbiko yemikhankaso echithwe ngamapholisa. Le yinto esizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Bonganye Nyathi athi kufanele ingconywe kakhulu.
Singathi ukhetho lolube likhululekile, ikakhulu masikhangela inhlanganiso eyiye phathi ukhetho, inhlanganiso yama elections, Independent Electoral Commission. Le nhlanganiso izimele, ayithathi hlangothi kwezepolitiki. Lokhu kunomthelela omkhulu kakhulu ekuthini ukhetho lukhululekile noma hayi.
Likomishini ibike ukuthi kumele izihlakalo zabantu abebetshengisela befuna ukuvimba ukuqhutshwa kokhetho endaweni zabo, kodwa iyakuqeda lokho. Kube njalo lomunye obotshiweyo obanjwe egcwalisa ibhokisi ngamavoti ongaziwayo ukuthi avelephi. Ukungazwisisani kwamapholisa lenyintatheli zindaba kubangele ukuthi ibotshwe, kodwa kwagcina ekhululwe ngemva kokungenela kwekomishini yezokhetho. Kunabantu abafika izigidi ezingamachumi amabili lesithupha 26 million ababhalisele ukuvota kulolu khetho olulamabandla edlula amakhulu amathathu over 300 ancintisanayo. Mestudio 7 Johannesburg, kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
Kwezemidlalo seliphelelwe ngumphako iqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele Highlanders umncintiswano wengezo yeChibuku Super Cup, kodwa umqeqeshi walo uthembisa okukhulu kumidlalo yeLeague. Kubika uJoseph Njanje.
Iqembu leHighlanders linqotshwe ngele FC Platinum nge-1 kanyanga umqibelo, kodwa umqeqeshi walo uMandla Mpofu uthi indlela abafana bakhe abadlala ngayo balakho ukwenza izimanga kumncintiswano weLeague.
I can say we I feel something that going to the
ngathi mina sesibumbe iqembu elizenelisa ukuncintisa kumidlalo yeLeague emuva. Siyanxiba sibili, kodwa phambili indlela esidlalisa ngayo amathuba kayithokozisi, kodwa ke sizasebenza kadalala ukuze kuthi kuqala imidlalo yeLeague sesesimeme esihle.
Amanye amacembu adlulele kusigaba sesemifinal kumncintiswano weChibuku Super Cup ngabalisa iLengezi Platinum, lona elinqobe leChicken Inn nge-2-1, eKrenbon Bullets elinqobe leHarare City nge-2-1, kanye leDynamos elinqobe leBlack Rhinos nge-1 kanya. Umqeqeshi weqembu leDynamos uThandi Rayindiraya uthi bangabe benqobile badlulela kusigaba sesemifinal, kodwa kusamele bazilolonge balungisise indlela abadlala ngayo.
Certainly we need to improve.
Kulendingeko yokuba sikhweza amasokisi silungise okungalunganga kungakaqali imidlalo yeLeague ngempela viki. Kuhle ukuba senelisile ukunqoba njalo sesifinyelele kusigaba esilandelayo, kodwa sekumele siqale ukucabanga ngemidlalo yeLeague yona ezaqala ensukwini ezilandelayo.
Inhlanganiso yePremier Soccer League ikhuphe umbiko ensukwini ezedluleyo isithi imidlalo yeLeague izaqala mhla ziyisithupha kunyanga kaLwezi, njalo olumncintiswano weLeague uzamiswa ngenyanga kaMpalakazi kusenzelwa ukuba abadlali labo bakholise ikhefu leKhisimusi. Imidlalo izahle imiswe kudedelwa imidlalo yokudinga intshantshu zezwekazi laseAfrika ezadlalwa ekuqaleni komnyaka ize iqhubekele phambili. Lowo mncintiswano ungafika emaphethelweni ngenyanga kaNhlolanja. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, uJoseph Njanji.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM, 4930, 6170, 7270, 6040, laku 15460 kHz kushortwave.
Singekehlukane sihlobo, wothi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ufike izolo emhlanganeni we-United Nations Climate Change Conference eGlasgow kwele Scotland, lapho ahlangabezwe inkokheli yeZANU-PF. Abogatsha lwezempilakahle bamanyanela kwekansile yakoBulawayo uqhuba uhlelo lokuhlola uzulu umkhuhlane wofuba ole-tuberculosis kungelambadalo. Selugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngu-Praxitus Jeremiah. Ngisithi asidibaneni ngo-4:46 kusasa ekuseni. Abengenelisanga ukuzwa iindaba zethu lela kokuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com.
Siyabonga
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri.